This is the 21st show. I'm Brian Mackey. Is that a polka version of Bear Down? Anyway, some of the lyrics in that song might need to change if the Chicago Bears get their way. The team is looking to move their home venue from Soldier Field in downtown Chicago on the lakefront to the northwest suburb of Arlington Heights. That idea has prompted pushback from Chicago officials who don't want the Bears to leave the venue they've called home for 48 years. Meanwhile, Arlington Heights officials and residents are holding meetings to figure out the logistics that would be required for such a move. Joining us now to talk about that and what the future holds is Jeff Arnold, the Illinois General Assignment Editor for the news site Patch. Jeff, welcome to the 21st show. Thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me, Brian. I appreciate it.
Listeners, you can join the conversation by giving us a call at 800-222-9455. What do you think about the Bears' plans, or maybe you should call it a threat, to move? Do you want them to stay in Soldier Field? Are you looking forward to football games in Arlington Heights? Let us know, 800-222-9455. That's 800-222-9455, or tweet us at 21st Show. All right, Jeff. So for those who may not have been following this closely, can you just give us a quick rundown of the timeline of the Bears' decision to consider moving out of Soldier Field and going to Arlington Heights?
Sure. So last September, the Bears actually signed a purchase agreement for about $290 million $197 million for the Arlington, the former property owned by the Arlington Park racetrack.
The horse racing venue, yeah.
Yeah, for a horse racing venue that's been there forever. And I think, at the time, I think that they, the team officials have said that they weren't looking to move, and that actually it was the owners of Arlington Park that came to them and said, would you ever be interested in moving out here and moving the Bears out here? And I think a lot of, people kind of saw it as like, all right, this is the time where, things get serious between the city of Chicago and the Bears to kind of see, all right, how serious are they about moving? And I really think that, the deal isn't closed. It could be later this year, early 2023 before, the purchase agreement goes final, but things really kind of seem like, the Bears have said, hey, Arlington Heights is the only site we're considering. The city, a couple months ago came forward with renditions of what Soldier Field could look like with a roof or with a dome. And I think all along the Bears have said, Arlington Heights is where we want to be. And so, it's a long road ahead. There's a lot to cover, but I think all signals show that the Bears are headed for the suburbs.
Well, why do the Bears hate Chicago? No, I'm kidding. Why do the Bears hate Soldier Field? Or what is it about Soldier Field that makes it not ideal? You mentioned the possibility of a roof, but say more about that.
Yeah, so, Soldier Field is the smallest venue. It's the smallest stadium in the NFL right now, about 61,500 capacity. And I think, I think the Bears are, looking for a venue that possibly could hold bigger events like a NCAA Final Four or Super Bowl and WrestleMania concerts, things like that right now Soldier Field isn't suited for. And I don't think that as long as there's not a roof on Soldier Field, they're never going to get those events. And I think besides the historic nature of where they play, the lakefront is the biggest calling card for Soldier Field. I don't think fans would say it's a great, fan experience. And I think if you look across the NFL and you look at the other stadiums that are out there, all very high tech, modern, things that have all the bells and whistles that fans want in addition to football, Soldier Field just doesn't meet the mark. And so I think that the Bears are looking for, if we can go to a place where we can have the biggest and the best, and we can have one of the nicer stadiums versus one that is small and outdated, we're going to take it.
The ownership of Soldier Field is at issue here as well, right? Say more about that.
Yeah. So the Chicago Park District is the one that owns Soldier Field. And so, the Bears still have about 4.5 years on a lease with Soldier Field. And they said, you know, we're going to honor, we'll honor that lease. But I think at the same time, there's been a lot of pushback between the Bears and I think Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot, you know, has really tried to call the Bears bluff and say, all right, we want you to stay, but you know, if you don't, you know, we have other options here. And, you know, she's include, you know, she's thrown out the idea of trying to get another NFL franchise to Chicago if the Bears would move to the suburbs. And so I think that, you know, I think the Bears are just done with dealing with the Park District. And I think that they've tried to act in good faith to kind of push for more improvements to Soldier Field. And I think until they announce plans to possibly move, that's when the city kind of stepped forward and you know, Mayor Lightfoot, you know, came up with this Lakefront Museum Campus Committee to kind of reimagine the campus. And that includes Soldier Field. But I think, you know, they're operating on two very different planes right now.
I'm glad you mentioned Mayor Lightfoot because I happen to have a clip of her right here. Let's roll tape on that.
So we are going to continue our discussions with the Bears and try to do everything we can to persuade them to stay. But should they choose to leave, we've got all alternative scenarios. So that's really going to be a big driver because partnership with an anchor tenant or tenants is going to be critically important.
Okay. I mean, how realistic is the possibility of a, I don't know, Chicago Colts or something else, right? Is the mayor bluffing?
You know, I think that she wants to think that, you know, I think if you look at the other major markets in the league, you know, whether it be New York or Los Angeles, they both have multiple teams. And so it's not out of the realm of possibility that, you know, a city like Chicago could add a second NFL franchise. But I do think that, you know, there's a lot of, you know, bridges that would have to be crossed to get to that point. It's not just a given to like, hey, we're Chicago, the NFL is just going to give us a franchise. You know, you would have to find a team that, you know, is looking to leave their current home. You would have to kind of meld it out with the league ownership and say, you know, all right, is Chicago a place we want a second team? It's not a foregone conclusion that this would happen, even if Mary Lightfoot says it could happen.
And a team that's willing to take on the things that the Bears don't like about Soldier Field and the ownership structure there. All right, let me remind listeners, this is the 21st show. I'm Brian Mackey. We're talking with Jeff Arnold, who is Illinois' general assignment editor for Patch, the news site. And we're talking about the potential of a Bears move from Chicago to Arlington Heights. 800-222-9455 if you want to join our conversation. 800-222-9455. I also want to share a text message we got from Gracia, if I'm saying that right, sorry, in Naperville, who says, would be totally welcome. It's way too hard to bring kids to Soldier Field. We live in the suburbs and watch most of the games on TV. We're actually looking at season tickets in the hopes that they do move. So say more about, from a fan experience standpoint, about that move to Arlington Heights. What are the pros and cons there?
I think, you know, like your listener mentioned, I think a lot of people, you know, who live in the suburbs really dread the idea of driving downtown and, you know, dealing with downtown traffic, or especially around Soldier Field, because it does get, you know, pretty congested on game day. And, you know, there's just a lot to consider. I mean, do you take Metro? Do you take, you know, other public transportation? Do you drive? And I think, you know, from Arlington Heights standpoint, you know, one of the big motivators is that it's, if you live in the suburbs, it's so much closer, and you're not dealing with downtown, and you're not dealing with all the headaches that I think people in the suburbs associate with downtown Chicago. And I think, you know, from the Bears standpoint, they think, all right, people who live in the city, you know, there's a Metro stop right across the street from the racetrack property. And so we'll make it easy for you to get there. And so I think, you know, now it's a matter of, you know, what the surrounding area around a new Bears stadium venue would look like. I think you're looking at, you know, a lot of acreage there and a lot of plans that the Bears went over a couple of weeks ago with the residents of of reimagining what that whole campus could look like. And they're talking about shopping and restaurants and hotels and you know, farmers markets and things like that. And so I think they want to make it, you know, kind of a game day experience to where people can come out and they can tailgate like they have in the past, but there's also other means of opportunities for, you know, kids activities and more family friendly environment that maybe people don't associate with downtown Chicago.
Yeah, I hear what you're saying about it being closer to people in the suburbs. Although I must say, as somebody who grew up in the south suburbs, pretty much north of 88 to me is all Wisconsin. So I don't know how convenient that would be. But let's play another clip. This is John Ridler of the Arlington Heights Chamber of Commerce. And what he had to say, this was from an interview with WBBM in Chicago.
So it is going to be a game changer for this region, you know, not just Arlington Heights, but Palatine, Rolling Meadows, Mount Prospect, and even Schaumburg around this area. The region is going to really benefit from this, and there's so many possibilities beyond just the football games.
So is this the Springfield monorail for Arlington Heights or local officials and businesses and residents? How are they feeling about this possibility?
I think people in the surrounding communities are excited because I think all of a sudden they feel a closer connection to the Chicago Bears. And there's 10 NFL teams that don't actually play in the municipality where maybe their names suggest they may play. And so I think, you know, from a suburban standpoint, I think people look at it as having a very more regional feel to the team versus it just being the Chicago Bears. And I think, you know, for residents, I think their biggest thing is how this thing gets paid for. The Bears have already said that they won't seek public funding for the stadium itself. But, you know, you're looking at a $5 billion project overall, and the stadium is probably maybe two of that. And so, the Bears have said in meetings that, you know, they are going to need help paying for the rest of it. And so I think the biggest concern for residents of that area is not only how do their Sundays look as far as traffic and, you know, added people coming to the region, but how does it get paid for, and do their taxes go up because now they're paying for essentially a stadium campus in their backyard?
Yeah, just a minute or so left, but my quick math there: $5 billion project, $2 billion for the stadium, $3 billion. What does Arlington Heights need to do? And what does $3 billion of investment actually consist of?
Yeah, I think that they're looking at, you know, developing so much of that area. And so I think, you know, between now and then, you know, I think, you know, the Bears and other public officials are really going to have to win over people to kind of say, listen, you know, we're giving you enough entertainment. There's going to be enough economic driver coming back to the village and to the surrounding area from tax revenues and things like that, that, you know, we'll make it worth your while. And I think it's just a matter of winning people over, and whether or not they can do that in the next 3 or 4 years, we'll see, because, you know, George McCaskey has said this could take up to 10 years to finish. And so it's a long road.
So no Arlington Heights Bears anytime soon. And maybe not ever in terms of a name change, but I mean, the earliest this could happen is when?
You know, I think they've got a, you know, the Bears have a lease through 2026, and they'd be paying substantially to break that lease in 2026. But it's going to take a while. I mean, if you're not even closing on the deal until 2023, and then you've got to come up with design plans and then, you know, a timeline to build a stadium and get it finished. You know, it's not right around the corner.
All right. Jeff Arnold with Patch, the news site. Thank you so much for being with us. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Brian.
And that is all the time we have for the 21st show today. Our program is produced by Jose Cepeda, Christine Hatfield, and Aiden Choate. Our intern is Zainab Qureshi. Technical direction and engineering comes from Jason Croft and Steve Mork. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I want to urge you to visit our website, 21stshow.org. There you can find a link to our podcast. You can also find us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, NPR One. Just search for The 21st. The 21st Show is a production of Illinois Public Media. I'm Brian Mackey. Thanks for listening. We'll talk with you again tomorrow.